The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, Text Number 2, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 27, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 4, The Process of Creation, Text Number 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atmajaya Sutagara
Atmajaya Sutagara
Pashudra Vina Bandhushu
Pashudra Vina Bandhushu
Rajecha Vikale Nityang
Rajecha Vikale Nityang
Virudang Mamatang Jahau
Virudang Mamatang Jahau.
Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit, as a result of his wholehearted attraction for Lord Krishna, was able to give up all deep-rooted affection for his personal body, his wife, his children, his palace, his animals like horses and elephants, his treasury house, his friends and relatives, and his undisputed kingdom. Purport. To become liberated means to become free from dehatma buddhi, the illusory attachment for personal bodily coverings and everything connected with the body, namely wife, children, and other entanglements. One selects a wife for bodily comforts, and the result is children. For wife and children, one requires a dwelling place, and as such, a residential house is also necessary. Animals like horses, elephants, cows, and dogs are all household animals, and a householder has to keep them as household paraphernalia. In modern civilization, the horses and elephants have been replaced by cars and conveyances with considerable horsepower. To maintain all the household affairs, one has to increase the bank balance and be careful about the treasury house, and in order to display the opulence of material assets, one has to keep good relations with friends and relatives, as well as become very careful about maintaining the status quo. This is called material civilization of material attachment. Devotion to Lord Krishna means negation of all material attachments as detailed above. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Maharaj Parikshit was awarded all material amenities and an undisputed kingdom in which to enjoy the undisturbed position of king. But by the grace of the Lord, he was able to give up all connections with material attachment. That is the position of a pure devotee. Maharaj Parikshit, due to his natural affection for Lord Krishna, as a devotee of the Lord, was always executing his royal duties on behalf of the Lord. And as a responsible king of the world, he was always careful to see that the influence of Kali would not enter his kingdom. A devotee of the Lord never thinks of his household paraphernalia as his own, but surrenders everything for the service of the Lord. Thereby, living entities under a devotee's care get the opportunity for God realization by the management of a devotee master. Attachment for household paraphernalia and Lord Krishna go poorly together. One attachment is the path of darkness, and the other attachment is the path of light. Where there is light, there is no darkness. And where there is darkness, there is no light. But An expert devotee can turn everything to the path of light by an attitude of service to the Lord. And the best example here is the Pandavas. Maharaj Yudhisthira and householders like him can turn everything to light by dovetailing so-called material assets in the service of the Lord. But one who is not trained or is unable to turn everything to the service of the Lord, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe, must give up all material connections before he can be fit to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Or in other words, one who has seriously heard Srimad Bhagavatam for even one day, like Maharaj Parikshit, from a fit personality like Shukadev Goswami, may be able to lose all affinity for material things. There is no utility simply in imitating Maharaj Parikshit, in hearing Bhagavatam from professional men, even for 700 years. To take Srimad Bhagavatam as a means of maintaining family expenditure is the grossest type of nama-parada offense at the feet of the Lord. Sarva-shubha-kriya-samyam-api-pramadaha. Om Ajnana-timadandasya Gananjana-shalakaya Chakshuru-militam-yena-tasmai-shri-gurave-namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, we are studying today about the great, noble, valiant, transcendental qualities of Maharaj Parikshit.
Така днеска изучаваме качествата на благородният достопочтен Махараджа Парикшит.
Maharaj Parikshit is the ideal devotee of the Lord.
Махараджа Парикшит е идеален предан отдаден на Бога.
By studying his pastimes and meditating on his transcendental qualities, we can develop the proper understanding of how we should become Krishna conscious.
Като медитираме върху неговите дейности и като медитираме върху неговите качества, ние може да се научим как самите ние да станем предано дадени на Бога.
Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat eve charojana siyat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. Whatever the great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Каквото направи великият човек, всеки го следва. И какъвто и стандарт да установи, всеки следва.
Even though he was incredibly wealthy, he was completely detached from all of his opulence.
Макар че той бил просто баснословно богат, той бил непривързан към това, към богатството си.
Because he utilized everything in the service of the Lord.
Защото той използвал всичко в служене на Бога.
So, in any position, one can become the pure devotee.
Така че във всяка позиция човек може да стане чист предано отдаден.
One can be a impoverished forest dweller, or one can be a wealthy political leader.
Човек може да бъде един беден отшелник в гората. Или може да бъде някакъв политически лидер.
In all conditions, one simply must be a humble devotee of the Lord.
При всякакви положения, човек може да бъде смирен, предано даден на Бога.
Humble means whatever instruction I receive from my spiritual master. I take it, I follow it.
Смирен означава каквито и инструкции да получа от моя духовен учител, аз просто ги следвам.
Not that I argue with my spiritual master.
Аз не трябва да давам аргументи на моя духовен учител.
To try to convince him to change his instruction.
Да се опитвам да го убедя да промени своята инструкция.
There's an interesting point here. Prabhupada poetically talks about hearing the Bhagavatam for 700 years.
Тука е много интересно как Шрила Прабхупада казва как можеш имат Бхагаватам да се слуша 700 години.
These so-called Bhagavat reciters, they like to have Bhagavat Saptaha, 7 days of Bhagavatam.
Защото така наречените рецитатори върху Шримад Бхагаватам, те правят за 7 дена правят лекции върху Шримад Бхагаватам.
I've seen one of their the setup from one of their Bhagavat Saptahas in Mumbai many years ago.
Преди много години самия аз слушах такава Бхагавата Сапта за 7 дни професионално цитиране на Шримад Бхагаватам.
They had a big, huge Vyasasan. It was about as high as the ceiling.
Имал много голям, огромен Vyasasan. Той бил горе-долу колкото до тавана.
And they had a ladder in the back for the Swamiji to climb up on the big, huge platform.
И отзад имала една стълба, по която Свамиджи трябва да се качва до тази платформа.
And then on either side they had some lower platforms for all the other Brahmins.
И от двете страни има по-ниско поставени нива, на които трябвало да седнат останалите брамани.
So the way they conducted this Bhagavat Saptaha was they would have the Brahmins, there one Brahmin is reading first canto, another one's reading second canto, all at the same time, and just very softly, like a little hum in the background. You know, they're all chanting simultaneously. First canto here, second canto, third canto. And all very soft, just like a hum in the background.
Значи, тези брамани, всеки по-отделно четял. Първият четял първа песен, втората четял втора песен, втората четял втора песен, трета песен. И всичко това ставало едновременно и било като жужукане, било като едно жужукане.
And then the big Swamiji up on the platform, he's talking about Krishna kissing the gopis. And that's not a mumble, that's very loud and clear, so everyone can hear that.
Но този Свами, който бил на върха на Ясасана, той говорил за как Кришна целува гопите. Но това било най-силно и всички можем да го чуят добре.
So all the people, they sit there and they hear, yes, we are hearing Bhagavatam.
И всички, които седат, те си казват, о-хо-хо, ние слушаме тук Бхагаватам.
About Krishna kissing the gopis.
Как Кришна целува гопите.
And then after spending their evening meditating on Krishna kissing the gopis.
И вечер те медитирали върху това как Кришна целува гопите.
They go home and they have sex.
И те се връщали вкъщи и правили секс.
And they think, yes, I am very good. I am Pakka Hindu.
И те мислили, аз съм много добър, аз съм Pakka Hindu.
You see? So they are simply animals.
Но те просто са като животни.
It is called blind leading the blind.
Това се нарича слепец води слепец.
And what happens when the blind man leads another blind man?
И какво става, когато един сляп човек води друг сляп човек?
They both fall down in the ditch.
И двамата падат в трапа.
They become completely covered with the mud.
Те напълно се покриват с кал.
Their shoes become dirty, their clothes become dirty, they become completely dirty, you see.
Обувките им, дрехите им, те стават напълно мръсни.
So if we actually want to come out of the darkness of ignorance,
така че ако поискаме да излезем от мрака на невежеството,
then we should not go to these professional reciters of Bhagavatam.
Няма да отиваме пред такива професионални рецитатори на Бхагаватам.
We must hear the Bhagavatam from who? We must hear Bhagavatam from the person Bhagavatam.
Ние трябва да слушаме Бхагаватам от личност Бхагаватам.
That person who is the living embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Тази личност, която е живо въплъщение на Шримад Бхагаватам.
Наштапа ешва бадрешу нитям Бхагавата севая. That one must regularly hear classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam from the person whose life is Bhagavatam.
Човек трябва редовно да слуша Шримад Бхагаватам от личност, която живее Шримад Бхагаватам.
As Prabhupada points out in his purport, simply by this hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, even for one day, from a fit personality like Shukadev, one can lose all material, lose all affinity for material things.
Както Шрила Прабхупада казва, че дори да се слуша Шримад Бхагаватам само един ден, но съсредоточено, както Махараджа Парикшит, и то от подходяща личност, като Шукадева Госвами, този човек може да се освободи от привързаността си към всичко материално.
If one hears with sufficient quality of submission, it only takes one Bhagavatam class. That's all it takes. Just one class.
И вижте, само с едно смирено качество на слушането, човек му е достатъчно само една лекция, съсредоточено слушане.
How many times did Prabhupada have to hear Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati speak before he was convinced to give up his attachment for Gandhi's movement?
Колко пъти е трябвало да слуша Шрила Прабхупад лекции на Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати за движението на Махатма Ганди?
And fully dedicate himself to Lord Chaitanya's movement.
И напълно да се отдаде на движението на Бог Чайтания.
How many classes did Prabhupada hear? How many times did he hear Guru Maharaj speak before he was convinced?
Колко пъти и колко лекции е слушал Шрила Прабхупада лекции от Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати, за да може да се убеди в това?
One hearing of about 5 minutes only.
Само 5 минути.
First, Prabhupada put forward, he was not Prabhupada, then he was a Vaishnava and Day. But first he put forward argument.
Бхактиведанта, той бил Абай Чаран и той почнал да дава аргументи.
Абай Чаран Дей.
Абай Чаран Дей.
Yeah. So, first Абай Чаран Дей, he put for Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, he said, you should present this Krishna Bhakti to the English speaking world.
И най-напред Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати му казал, че ти трябва да представиш тази бакта Сиддханта на английско говорещия свят.
And Prabhupada or Abhay Charan Day, he said, first we must get independence.
И Бхакти Чаран Дей, Абхай Чаран Дей, Шрила Прабхупада, той казал, че първо трябва да получат независимост.
But Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati convinced him, this has nothing to do with politics, who is in power.
И тогава Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати казал, че това няма нищо общо с свободата.
So, Prabhupada was, Abhay Charan Day was convinced by Bhakti Siddhanta's instructions.
И тогава Абхай Чаран Дей бил убеден за инструкцията на Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати.
His life was completely transformed after that first meeting.
Животът му напълно се преобърнал още при първата среща.
So, if you have heard from the bona fide spiritual master, and your life is still not transformed, what does that mean?
И така, ако вие слушате от авторитетен духовен учител, и ако вашият живот не се промени, какво означава това?
That means there's some defect in your hearing.
Това означава, че има някакъв недостатък във вашето слушане.
You need to, therefore, then, make your hearing perfect.
Затова трябва да направите слушането си съвършено.
Who is the acharya of hearing in our Vaishnava tradition?
Кой е ачарья на слушането в нашата традиция, Вайшнава традиция?
Who has shown the perfect example of hearing?
Кой показва съвършен пример за слушане?
Maharaj Pariksha.
Махараджа Парикша.
The very person we are studying this morning.
Самата тази личност, която ние изучаваме тази сутрин.
So now you know the secret of his success.
Така вие знаете тайната за успеха.
Now you know how he was able to cut off all affinity.
Така вие разбрахте как той могъл да прекъсне всякакви склон, всякакви привързаности.
For his body, his wife, his children.
Към тяло, към съпруга, към деца.
His palace, his animals, his horses.
Към дворци, към животни, към коне.
His chariots.
Неговите колесници.
His royal dress.
Неговата бойна дреха.
His throne.
Своя трон.
So much paraphernalia, opulent paraphernalia he had.
Толкова много могъщи принадлежности имал той.
Friends, relatives, his, just imagine his bank account.
Приятели, роднини, неговата банкова сметка.
He didn't have bank account, he owned the bank.
Той не притежава банкова сметка, той притежава цялата банка.
Treasury house.
Цялата съкровищница.
He had an undisputed kingdom. He was the ruler of the entire world.
Той бил несравним управник. Той притежавал целия свят.
It was an undisputed kingdom. No one was disputing his kingship.
Никой не бил равен на неговото управление, на неговото управничество.
And simply by hearing qualitatively from the lotus mouth of Shukadev Goswami.
И просто като слушал качествено от устата на Шукадева Госвами,
he became immediately perfectly renounced.
Той веднага станал съвършено отречен.
So, this you must do.
Така, това трябва да се направи.
You must hear qualitatively with complete total submission and absorption.
А ние трябва да слушаме качествено, с пълно смирение и потопеност.
The same exact message that Parikshit Maharaj heard.
Същото послание, което Махараджа Парикшит слушал.
The message of Bhagavatam.
Посланието на Бхагаватам.
You're hearing the same exact message that he heard, Bhagavatam message.
Той слушал същото това послание, Шримад Бхагаватам.
So all you have to do is completely, submissively hear the words of Bhagavatam.
И което трябва да правим, това е ние смирено да слушаме посланието на Шримад Бхагаватам.
And you will become completely free from all of these attachments.
И ще бъдем напълно освободени от всички тези привързаности.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Има ли се някакви въпроси?
Чухме, че Махарадж Паричит е идеалният преден отдаден.
We heard that Махараджа Парикшит was the ideal devotee.
Но аз не съм, но ние трябва да се откажем от материални привързаности, да развиваме духовни привързаности към предано отдадените. И аз се опитвам да виждам в моята съпруга, в моите деца, предано отдадени на Кришна. И не мога да се отрека.
And we look at our wife and children as devotees. And we must separate, we must be free from material attachment. But if we see in our wife and children devotees, then we cannot be disattached from them as devotees. Is it so?
What's the question?
Въпросът е дали аз се заблуждавам.
The question is if he is in illusion.
Now, if the wife and children are devotees, then they're that natural attachment that one has for wife and children, that becomes purified because attachment means you'll want to see that they're properly engaged in devotional service.
Значи, ако съпругата и детето са предано отдадени, тогава неговата привързаност се очиства И тогава това е...
In this connection, Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, Maharaj Yudhisthira and his householders, and householders like him, can turn everything to light by dovetailing so-called material assets in the service of the Lord.
И тук се каже как Махараджа Парикши и всичките други семейни се съветват да направят като него всичко, всички трябва да ги съгласуват с Бога.
So if you take your wife and children as facilities for your sense enjoyment,
ако приемеш съпругата и децата като улеснение за своето собствено сетиво наслаждение,
then your attachment to them will kill you.
Тогава твоята привързаност към тях ще те унищожи.
But if you take them as a responsibility, if you take your relationship as father and husband as a duty and a responsibility to see that these persons are going to go back to home, back to Godhead.
Но ако приемеш съпругата и децата като това отговорност да им дадеш условия да се върнат обратно при Бога,
then your attachment to your wife and children will liberate you.
Тогава твоята привързаност към децата и съпругата ще те освободи.
It depends on how you see them. Do you see them as for your sense enjoyment or for the pleasure of Krishna?
Зависи как ти гледаш на тях. Дали ги гледаш като наслаждение за себе си или като такива, които наслаждават Кришна.
For the nearby devotee, it's probably a mixture of both.
Но за начинаещите предводаден, това е смес от двете.
To be honest.
Да бъдем честни.
So you have to purify yourself of those tendencies to want to enjoy them.
Така че трябва да прочистим нашата склонност да се опитваме да се наслаждаваме на тях.
And simply see that they are enjoyable and simply enjoy the activity of seeing that they are enjoyable by Krishna.
И просто да се радваме с това, че Кришна се наслаждава на тях. Това да се радваме, това да се наслаждаваме.
You can still enjoy your wife and children.
Ние все още може да продължаваме да се наслаждаваме на съпругата и на децата си.
But let your enjoyment be enjoying seeing them engaged in satisfying the enjoyment of Krishna.
Но просто нека нашето наслаждение да бъде това, че да гледаме как те наслаждават Кришна.
One time Prabhupada told us, he said, collect all the beautiful girls.
Веднъж Прабхупада казал, съберете всички красиви жени
and give them to Krishna.
И ги дайте на Кришна.
And he will dance rasa dance with them.
И тогава той ще танцува раса танц с тях.
So, in this way, if a boy he's attached to girls, then he can collect them and offer them to Krishna.
Така че момиче, който е привързан към момичета, той може всички да ги предложи на Кришна.
By distributing books.
Като разпространява книги.
By distributing prasadam.
Като разпространява прасадам.
So in this way, we can make everyone in the world Krishna conscious.
Така по този начин може да направим всеки в този свят Кришна осъзнат.
Whatever attachment you may have to be a leader.
Каквато и привързаност може да имаш да бъдеш лидер.
Whatever attachment you may have to beautiful women.
Каквато и привързаност да имаш към красиви жени.
If you will utilize dhanam janam sundarim in the service of Krishna.
Ако използваш това наджанам сундарим,
you simply become attached to utilizing everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Then you will become the greatest transcendentalist. But if there's even a slight pinch of a desire to enjoy them for yourself, then you are drinking poison. Someone must be very careful. Not to want to enjoy wealth, women and followers. The same danger that is there for the householder is also there for the spiritual master. He must be very careful not to try to enjoy these assets that Krishna has given him.
Човек не трябва да се опитва да се наслаждава на това, което му е отредено от Кришна.
He simply must humbly engage everything in the service of the Lord.
Той просто трябва смирено всичко да предлага на Бога.
Normally, wealth, women and followers, they are the poison fangs of the snake.
Обикновено, жените, богатството и последователите, това са отровните зъби на змията.
But if the snake is derived of his venom, then there is no danger of the snake.
Но ако отровата се измъкне от зъбите на змията, повече няма опасност от нея.
So one must be very, very careful in this regard.
Затова в това отношение човек трябва много, много да внимава.
Is it time for the deities greeting? What's Robert, over time, what's happening? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Sankarsana Prabhu Ki Jai.